This is Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK, and we all need help, perhaps. I'm just speaking maybe about myself.
Looking at me again.
Okay, no. We can all use a little bit of help on improving our marriages, and so we thought we would bring in an expert this morning with Dr. Leslie Parrott. She and her husband, Les, are number one New York Times best-selling authors and the founders of the Center for Relationship Development at Seattle Pacific University. And this is a great opportunity for us to find out all about how to have a happy marriage. The book is called Making Happy. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. I think it's kind of fun that we get to talk about happiness because, I mean, there's a tune you may have heard recently that's got everybody dancing and feeling pretty good.
That's right. Yeah, happy is in the air everywhere you turn, it seems. Well, I love the byline of the book, too, The Art and Science of a Happy Marriage. How does this art and science go together in making up this happy marriage?
Well, I actually love that, too. Thank you. Because, as you mentioned, I mean, what we do is, this is our profession, but we're actually also a married couple who wants to have a happy marriage. We've been married 30 years, and but we're also, this is our science. And so what we've always been so excited about is the fact that actually science has a lot to teach us about having the kind of marriages we want. And listen, when Les and I got married 30 years ago, you know, we really genuinely believed that marriage would make us happy. And what we didn't discover until we got into our profession is actually that's quite the wrong way to think about it. Really, we have the power to create, to make a happy marriage. And it's about what are we going to invest in it that genuinely creates that kind of experience in married life we want to share. And here is the fun of it. It's not like this drudgery and hard work. It's these really fun, but sometimes kind of counterintuitive things that we can choose that help us step into the happy that we can share. They're not that hard. You just have to know which direction to steer, and then you walk into it, and it's this brilliant moment. Like, wow, we get to share this. So we don't want any couples missing out on that.
And I think this is an opportunity to be countercultural, too, because I think our culture now is all about me, 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 and you aren't making me happy, therefore I have to leave or you have to leave. And divorce, we're just seeing the numbers again, just escalating. So I appreciate the fact that this might take a little bit of work. You have the 3-week happiness plan. You've got a secret here, Leslie. How do we start into the secret?
Yes, and before anyone feels like, okay, you know, the 21-day happiness plan, now we're Pollyanna. Absolutely not. I mean, this is literally based on science. In fact, because it does happen to be, you know, tax season around this country, I might mention that there was actually a brilliant study done by a Harvard professor with tax managers in New York. And of course, it goes without saying, they were definitely stressed when it came to the season. So he had a 3-week plan to elevate their levels of happiness and satisfaction. And the wonderful thing was there were 5 simple steps to take. And when they came back and followed, and this is Harvard research, months later, they were so far and away happier than the control group that the Harvard professor was astonished at the power of it. We know that if you do anything for 21 days, it begins to rewire sort of the neural pathways in your brain. Now, before someone goes to sleep and says, oh, no, a professor's talking. I mean, that's great because you can literally change your life by just sticking with something for about 3 weeks. These things in this plan, these are based on deep research, but just to put the cookies on the bottom shelf really quickly for a listener, these are not hard things to do. It's things like choosing some adventure together. We know that when you are a couple and you have novel experiences, that sort of showers your relationship with those same chemicals that you felt when you were falling in love. And so you get to re-experience that kind of magic that you had in the early days. So take on an adventure. I mean, it's date night. Don't just go to a movie and dinner and, you know, get in your rut. You know, do what Les did with me. He talked me into going with him. And let me just tell you, I am not a nervy, courageous person. He talked me into the flying trapeze. Well, that got some adrenaline going, let me tell you, you know, and I would never do it again, but I wouldn't trade the moment with him because it was so exciting and bonding. And so novelty, adventure, sharing adventure is one of those things. Gratitude is huge, you know, not feeling entitled that my marriage should make me happy, but instead turning that around and being grateful for every delightful moment that unfolds and then really owning creating those. Gratitude is transforming. There is a mountain of research about that. And so what we do is help couples make that pragmatic. What can you do to infuse your marriage with gratitude and just bring that sense of well-being, you know, and deep thankfulness right in together? It's amazing what it does.
It's wonderful. We're talking with Leslie Parrott here today on Faith Radio Mornings. She and her husband, Les, have co-authored the book, Making Happy, The Art and Science of a Happy Marriage. And we'll take a quick break and come back and continue to talk with Leslie Parrott about marriage and how to make it happy, including some of the biggest hurdles to happiness for a couple. That's coming up next here on Faith Radio Mornings.
This is Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK, and we're talking this morning with Dr. Leslie Parrott, and the latest book that she and her husband Les have authored is called Making Happy, The Art and Science of a Happy Marriage.
So, Leslie, people have said that money is the number one cause of struggle in a marriage. Is that true? Or if that is, maybe that's one of the areas. What are some of the other areas, too?
Well, and there are predictable stressors in life. What we do know about finances is it's the number one hot topic for couples in married life that creates conflict. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you have lots of money or little, it's still a point of conflict because it represents power and choices and values and dreams. So it's no, you know, and we all have different styles. One of the things I want people to understand about happiness, anyone who's listening to this, is so often we think it's our circumstances that create happiness. But what we know from research is our circumstances, no matter what they are, only account for about 10% of our happiness quotient. A piece of that, maybe 40 to 50%, is just our own personality, how we're hardwired. Some of us are just generally predisposed to be a little more happy-go-lucky than others, you know. Mm-hmm. It's that glass-half-full, glass-half-empty personality. We know who we are. But much of happiness resides in sort of the activities that we choose and the focused attention, where we put our energy and where we focus our attention. That's the exciting thing for us. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are, and it doesn't matter what your hardwiring is. Where you place your attention and the activities you choose, where you invest your energy, that is the lever that you can pull to generate shared happiness. And, you know, that's very empowering.
You talk about six happiness boosters. Can you tell us a little bit about those six, kind of in a Reader's Digest fashion?
Yeah, and some of them are like, yeah, that resonates, I get it. Others might be a little counterintuitive. Like one of them, we talk about the magic that happens when you add value to others. What are we talking about there? Well, here's the study. A generous spirit is one of the most powerful ways to evoke happiness. And for any couple who finds a way to invest in something that has meaning beyond themselves and share that generosity, no matter what it is, something that fits them and their values, that generates unbelievable happiness. In fact, let me just tell you, there have been so many studies about this where, couples who get to go out and have a romantic date, you know, a researcher will fund it. I'll give you $200, go have a blast. And then couples that were given an opportunity to do something generous, they come back and they evaluate their happiness. Far and away, the generous couple has this sense of deep joy and happiness, far more than the couple that went out and did something fun and pleasurable. Nothing wrong with fun. That's mm-hmm. absolutely great. But when you add value to others, it has this boomerang effect that it generates happiness to you. And sharing that as a team is an unbelievably powerful happiness booster.
Leslie Parrott is joining us here today on Faith Radio Mornings. And again, she and her husband, Dr. Les Parrott, have written the book, Making Happy, The Art and Science of a Happy Marriage. You know, Leslie, my wife and I, before we even got engaged, we went to some counseling together because we thought maybe we could see each other marrying each other. But we went to 4 sessions with a Christian counselor that just kind of walked us through the areas that couples typically struggle with in marriage, and then some other pointers as well about how we could be happy together if indeed God has meant us to be together. And I recommend that to anybody that's dating. I mean, I took my experience and said, you know, this was really beneficial, and I just encourage people to do that. You also have some recommendations and advice for people that are considering marriage. What is that advice?
Well, can I just say thank you for sharing your experience? We hope everybody listening goes, yes, I'm going to take that advice. You know, preparation is huge. And in fact, one of the happiness boosters is attuning your spirit. And when it comes to knowing how to attune your spirits, that deep level of awareness that you get with a spouse, that someone you're considering marriage, you're prayerfully considering, is this a marriage that God is leading us into and wanting to bless? We recommend that. Awareness is curative, we say, and until you understand the layers in your heart, you really can't love somebody. So bravo to that. We second that. But once you're in a marriage, let me just give this caveat. We don't believe that there's any reason to think, well, because this was a bad match, we cannot make it a happy marriage. You know, outside of the huge red flags, of course, if there's abuse or, you know, devastating addictions and that kind of a thing, no matter what the match was, you can make a marriage happy. That's what gets us so excited. Every couple that chooses commitment has the power to, you know, to use the science and get the art of a happy marriage. We don't want a couple to miss out on that.
And honoring the commitment does not equal drudgery, as you're saying. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen to that. In fact, you know, this is going to sound like, you know, why would she say this? She's trying to help other people get her resources, which, by the way, are available on lessandleslie.com. Anyone can access, and there's tons of free resources. But there have been studies that show that couples who hit a rough patch and just say, we're going to stay committed, 5 years later, with absolutely no intervention, they would evaluate their marriages as really satisfying, versus couples who hit a rough patch and chose divorce, felt like, you know, they really didn't have an answer, they didn't have another option. Then when they evaluate their happiness, their levels of life happiness are low, and they regret that they didn't stick it out. So I want people to understand, when we're you know, saying commitment is worth it, we're not just giving a platitude. We're saying that based on faith, but also on research. We know that people are happier when they stay committed. We were designed for that.
Talking with Leslie Parrott, and she and her husband, Les, have written the book, Making Happy, The Art and Science of a Happy Marriage. Leslie, I appreciate, too, that you kind of break intimacy down a little bit, because sometimes we only think of that as, you know, when you're very physical. But I love that there's like a little quiz about what is your intimacy quotient. This is really good because I think it really digs into how well we do know each other as spouses. And this is, I think, a big part of the things that we don't share. Sometimes we get married, and when you're dating, you share a lot of things, but then you get married, you have kids, you have jobs, you have the day-to-day, you have a lot of different things just pulling at you. We forget to share these intimate things about our hearts.
Well, I love that, too. Intimacy, you're talking about something that I treasure more than anything on earth, that sense of emotional connection, that feeling that you get me and I get you, you know, and it's that feeling you get when you're in a room with your spouse and something happens and the two of you dissolve into laughter, and then you look around the room and nobody else found it funny. And you're just like, what would I do without you? You are the only person that gets it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And intimacy, it's huge. And in fact, in that little quiz, we ask questions like, you know, I know the names of people who have been irritating my spouse lately, you know? you know, that's a funny, quirky thing. But really, you know, are they safe downloading with me is the question.
Mm.
You know, and I, you know, it's things like about their childhood and their aspirations. There's actually a researcher that has done yeoman work in the field of marriage, and he's in the Seattle area where we also live. His name is Dr. John Gottman. One of the most fascinating research projects he ever had was to study couples whose levels of marriage satisfaction did not decrease when they had their first child. Now, you might not know this if you're listening, but about 75% of the population experiences a decrease in marital satisfaction when you just add that layer of stress. I mean, maybe some people are saying, amen.
Yeah, right.
I got a witness. But what was the difference in the 25% that had no dip in marital satisfaction? The fascinating thing that he discovered was that they continued to have what he calls, now if this isn't a researcher term, I don't know what it is, cognitive space in their brain to truly know the nuances of their spouse. And they're assuming that they're changing every day. This is a new phase of married life. So they're not resting on information, old information they had from, you know, knowing them last year. They're knowing them currently. What are their favorite things? What are their daily stressors? You know, what are their growing edges? What are their biggest challenges? They can answer those questions. And when they can do that for each other, the marital satisfaction stays really high no matter how stressful the season is. So intimacy is a huge thing that generates happiness.
Well, it's a wonderful topic and a wonderful point you make there about how it's possible to be not only committed for the long term, but happy in the long term in marriage as well. Leslie, thank you for your time today, and thanks for the book.
Mm-hmm.
You are so welcome. It has been my pleasure.
The book, again, is called Making Happy, The Art and Science of a Happy Marriage, co-written by our guest, Leslie Parrott, along with her husband, Les. Thanks again.
You bet.